I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Okay. Come through, Queen. I wanna see ya. Come through, Queen.
Hi, everyone. It's Dan.
And Brendan.
And this is Come Through Queen. Well, happy Pride Month, first and foremost.
Happy Pride Month.
And we are proud to be here once again.
Wow.
With another week of conversations about our programs.
Yeah, two queer people talking about programs.
You know, there's not too much in the news this week, probably because of the long weekend.
Yeah.
And then also, it's like, the news lately is just kind of like, here's a crumb about Scandoval. Here's another crumb about Scandoval.
Yeah.
You know, I think we've got all our trailers. We've got everything that's like in the pipeline coming up.
Yeah. I mean, Tom Sandoval was on a plane and Raquel's name was on his phone or whatever.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Breaking news. Stop the presses. We do have a fun pre-show this week. We're talking about the Kim Cattrall news.
Yes.
So you'll want to tune into the pre-show for that, as well as Brendan's move. And then in honor of Brendan's move, in our Patreon bonus episode, we're talking about the homes of housewives that move us.
Yes.
And it's this week we're doing Orange County, New York City, and Atlanta.
Yes.
But speaking of Atlanta, we have a new episode of Atlanta. And kind of like zooming out for a minute, I follow Bravo ratings.
Mm-hmm.
You follow Bravo ratings on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
This actually, and then like, I don't know all the metrics. Obviously things have changed, but this was the lowest rated episode of Atlanta ever. And it was like only lowest by a crumb from the original series premiere.
That's wild.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
And then after the original series premiere, it quickly grew like into the millions.
Yeah.
But for us to like be back there.
Yeah. And like to compare, they're not, it's not tit for tat, but like Vanderpump Rules is getting incredibly high ratings right now. So it's like there are shows on Bravo that are actually pulling in high ratings.
You know what's also interesting? Atlanta and New Jersey being the two Housewives shows airing right now.
Mm-hmm.
And for a time, those were the two highest.
Yes.
Like New York and Orange County were below them, both.
Mm-hmm.
And then Beverly Hills came on the scene and that was different. And then I was wondering also, like, I feel like they would take off like Memorial Day sometimes.
Yeah, because it aired a Sunday night Memorial Day weekend.
Which is not setting anyone up for success.
Yeah, like I know I was out in New Jersey.
Yeah.
Spending time with friends.
I feel like Sunday, like the Sunday of Memorial Day weekend is, for those of you who are not in the States, like that's like the really the day.
It's the day.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, it's the day that everyone celebrates because they don't have to work on Monday and
yeah.
they can get lit and not watch TV.
Do people like celebrate on Monday too? Probably.
Yeah.
Like adults.
Yeah.
Not like crazy kids like
yeah.
us.
Oh yeah, crazy kids. Yeah. We're like in our mid-30s, early 40s, bitch.
No, you're late and I'm later.
I'm not late. I'm 35 until next month.
Mm. Okay.
And I don't mind being late or late good, or whatever.
You're later. Okay. But let's then talk about Atlanta. How are you feeling about the season so far?
I think there are elements that I really want to love. Mm. There are people on this show I really love. Mm. There are other decisions being made where I'm like, ugh. Like, why is Sanya still with us?
Oh, yeah.
Why is our main cast so small still? Like, there's certain things. I think money could come into it. Because
We're paying Candy and Kenya a lot.
We're paying Candy and Kenya a lot. Even Marlo, I mean, like, reports were that before she even got her peach, she was being well compensated. And I'm sure Sheree, I mean, even though it's her third time back.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, I would imagine after this week's ratings, things are going to shift up a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, like, these ratings, and it's not exactly comparable because throughout the years it's changed, but these ratings are worse than Dallas did sometimes.
Mm. These are like on par with Summer House.
Yes.
Okay. It kind of feels like we're phoning it in a little bit. Like last week, Sheree took off.
Mm-hmm.
And someone else too, I think. This week, Drew and Candy are not with us.
Showing up, yeah.
Like, can we get the cast together?
Yeah, and if, like, the thing is, if, like, we're going to have Courtney and Magneta in the mix, like, I want to hear more from them.
I got to say, Magneta is giving me the same Magneta last year, where it's like, you're not popping off the screen for me.
Mm-hmm.
Courtney is popping off the screen, but, like, in a villain way.
Yeah.
Which is fine, because we need our villains. Like,
but also, like, her big fight right now, or has been this season, with Candy. So it's like, if you're not in the room with Candy, then it's like...
I mean, she's, like, sort of fighting with herself.
Yeah.
About Candy. Yeah. But...
No, finish your thought on Courtney.
It comes to... with Courtney, she's with Marlo. While Marlo's doing her Halloween family photo shoot.
Yeah.
I think we first got to talk about Marlo. She's talking about Candy and the gun violence and the dead nephew. And then also talking about...
wanting to own a gun.
Come, I got to expunge my record. I need a gun. Which, listen, I feel like if I went through an attempted home invasion,
yeah,
I would be startled
and
shaken as well.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like very interesting that those two conversations
are all happening at once.
Are happening within like the same breath.
Yes. And this conversation with Marlo, to me, the way she's trying, the way she's connecting it to Candy, it does feel like she's thought this through and just like
planned it.
Planned it and like wants to go after Candy for something, so she chose something. Like, we talked about this last week a little bit. Like,
all right.
And obviously, some of the issues she's talking about are very real, but it's just like the connection she's making here. I'm like, you just want to expose Candy for being a fake person on TV, and I wish we could just like talk about that more openly.
So, Candy, from what I've learned vis a vis Reddit, has like gone on to, whether it's like her YouTube or podcast or something, to debunk Marlo's point.
And here's the thing.
Yeah.
Save it for the reunion.
I know that's like a problem with modern Bravo.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't need a fucking multiverse of like podcasts that I need to like listen to and Instagram lives.
But they're clamping down on some of them. So for New Jersey, for example, Margaret and Dolores were separately on Jeff Lewis Live last week when he was in New York.
Okay.
And a Bravo comms rep came with them and would not allow them to talk about the show in any substantial way.
Oh.
So they are clamping down and making these women save it for the show in some ways. And like there's like a social media freeze for New Jersey and all that, but they're not doing it across the board. Like they're not doing it for Vanderpump. They're not doing it for Atlanta. Also, who knows? Like Candy's kind of,
she gets to do whatever she wants.
Yeah. She's kind of becoming like the OG-est OG as far as like the power that she has.
Yeah.
And it's so
funny. The international implications, the worldwideness that she has.
Exactly. But at some point, like we saw an OG, like
a diva down,
like many divas down. And I mean, it could happen here too.
Yeah. You could be the next diva down.
Let's not fly too close to the sun.
Okay. You know what? I'm not loving Sonya, but the shit with like the family and the brother quitting and the this and that, like I find Sonya more interesting solo than group.
I actually agree wholeheartedly on that. For some reason in the group, there's like a weird desperation or a weird air that comes across that I don't like, but I like watching the family dynamics because it's like, it's this interesting family where they're all working together. They're all living together. Like it's not something you see.
Yeah.
A ton.
Well, you know what? The way I'm reading it is like, it probably made sense when Sonya was at her peak, right?
Yeah.
We're like, we are in the Olympics.
I'm an Olympian.
Endorsements.
Yeah.
Da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
But I think like there comes a point where like, you know, she could probably sustain that for her entire career.
Yeah.
But can she pay her entire family?
Right.
I probably think not.
Right. This is an interesting conversation that's like, I want to hear about kind of, I want someone who's an expert on Olympic financial stuff to do a breakdown of like the levels of endorsements, like what kind of athletes get more money. Like, obviously I think like gymnasts get a ton because they're so visible during the summer.
Ice skaters.
I want summer versus winter. If somebody who's really smart.
Summer should be fun. Winter should be fun.
Yeah. If somebody who's really smart can do a podcast on that, I'll listen and I'll tell people to subscribe.
You know who won?
Alex Hurst?
Dan Meyer.
Oh.
I bet you he would know that. He's an Olympian.
Yeah. Dan Meyer, if you're listening.
he did it one time. He did listen to this podcast. Okay. Okay, so Kenya wants to bring the girls to Birmingham, Alabama to watch her do a halftime show for an HBCU where she's going to perform what sounds to be a remix of Kenya Moorhead.
It's like a lot to take in.
And it's to make up for her flop BravoCon performance.
Sure. It's funny that we're getting a lot of Alabama promo this
I know. The fact year. The fact that we have Martell.
Yeah.
And now we're going to Martell's home.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then she's doing it in hopes for a viral moment for Kenya Moorhead. I was like, girl, you got it. It's Kenya Moorhead.
I mean, to be honest, if she was smart and if Uber One was smart, we did the good as golds moments. Let's do Kenny Moore hair care.
Uber?
What's it called?
Uber One?
What did I say?
No, I know, but like, Kenny Moore hair care, Uber One? Like, how does the song go?
I don't know.
Okay.
Kenya Moore hair care savings.
Is Lala in the studio?
Yes, okay. She should be. Okay. Hello, just spitballing.
Okay. Yes, and. Okay. So, but Manetta's like second in command, choreographing. She's keeping the secret. Like, it's a secret that we're performing.
Yeah.
We're bringing the girls, and they don't even know why or what we're doing. We're thinking we're doing a Birmingham, Alabama girls trip.
And it's like, that's a funny girls trip compared to like where like Beverly Hills gets to go.
Yeah.
But it is like, it is funny to see these like Atlanta local places that we're going. Like last year when we went to the mountains.
Well,
Blue Ridge.
Last year was still COVID.
Yeah.
Like, this is not, we're not in a COVID season right now.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Also, no offense to anyone from Birmingham.
No, of course
I'm
not.
I'm from the state over. I spent much time in Alabama.
Listen to Brennan, like, driving over a cliff in our Patreon episode. Like, forget Thelma and Louise. Okay. So we're in the dance studio. We're learning dances. We're having contests. We're quickly practicing again as well.
Yeah. We're in a dance studio a lot, I feel.
Okay. The charity event.
I loved this.
It was actually like unintentionally funny.
This is my favorite kind of reality show moments. First of all, we're getting Kenya dragging Moneta like so much for her outfits.
Yeah.
And Moneta goes and changes. And actually, I think she looked great in both.
So she both times.
Then we're walking in
to a fan meet and greet.
Like, it was the like those little plastic wine cups. I hate going into a party. And that's like the option to like have a drink out of.
Yeah.
If you're going to serve plastic, which maybe is not the best for the environment, just give me a fucking red Solo cup or something. Something where I can enjoy. I'm not spilling everywhere.
Oh my God.
Do you know what I mean?
No, I know. I know. The fact that, okay, this is Kenya's whole weekend, really. And she's inviting the women to the charity event, and she doesn't even know what she herself is getting herself into.
Yeah. Also, what is this charity?
I think it's connected to
the HBCUs, the
colleges. Yeah. So I don't know if we're like raising money for the colleges or for like a cause that the college wants to raise the money for.
It is really funny watching, like, anytime any of these women on any of these franchises go to a charity event, and, like, obviously the entire thing becomes not about the charity.
Yeah.
I mean, like, even in Beverly Hills, Homeless Not Toothless and all that.
So we go upstairs to get a little privacy, and then producers come over to Kenya and say, the event throwers want you to leave.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know if like the event holders, I don't know if they thought that through. It's like, shouldn't we just like yes and this?
Yeah, I mean, the point of inviting Kenya is to get the publicity from the show.
Just bring attention to whatever we are doing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but inevitably on these shows, I think event planners don't think it through. Like what is actually going to happen.
Yeah.
So I think they tried to course correct in the moment.
Yeah.
Like they didn't want it to be like Housewives drama, but you should have thought about that before you invited.
I mean, it should have been like Kenya should have been speaking about the event that we were at. Cause like, cause we didn't have a moment even describing what we are doing really.
Yeah. I mean like, that's why you need to get her on stage for like a little speech or something. Yeah,
exactly.
And maybe it's that maybe we stuff happened and we just didn't see it. But like, for example, not to go back to Homeless Not Toothless, but in Beverly Hills, like we have moments where Dorit's speaking about the charity. We have Melissa Etheridge coming out.
Yeah, of course.
Like yada yada. I mean, we even have a charity moment for Jamie Lee Curtis. Hello, oh my God. My hand in yours?
The chicest. The chicest moment in charity. Wow. Okay. So we gotta go. Let's go back to the hotel?
Yeah.
Okay, so we go back to the hotel, and then Kenya goes away. And the women want to go get Kenya, because, like, Marlo is getting triggered by, like, Kenya during, I think it's, like, Kenya during Blue Ridge, and Kenya during the bachelorette party.
Yeah.
Of her, like, being off. But it's, like...
That is Kenya's personality.
Yeah.
And like we've watched her on TV this time. I love Kenya, but I mean, she does have these moments where she like shuts off and
No, actually I can relate to that.
Yeah.
I feel like when I need to like,
yeah, that is very you.
Stop. I very much like New Year's Day when like we went back to our apartment and I'm like, I've had enough.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
And I went to sleep and people were just like hanging out in my apartment.
Oh yeah. Oh, that was a scary day.
But that, I think that's an outlier. That's an outlier.
That was a funny day though. We can't talk about like the bits we were doing, but they were funny bits. They make me laugh to this day.
Oh my God. Okay. And then we're just kicking in the door.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, like, I think I'm team Kenya. I'm like, my child is asleep in here. Like,
yeah, come
leave me alone.
I'm asleep.
I'm asleep.
Yeah. But it's also like the mix of, on the other side, you could argue, well, like, you're on a TV show, you're supposed to be interacting with these people. Like, it's all about like the interactions and the drama and that type of thing.
Sure.
But yeah, I agree with you here. Mm. Yeah. Cut to me like probably kicking down the door in P-Town or something.
I know, you're going to be kicking. You were always the last one awake.
I was always latest up and first awake.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Isn't that crazy?
go to sleep. You're crazy. Okay. Oh, let's go to Martha.
Let's go to Martha. Please. Our new friends.
A hop skip from Provincetown.
True.
Same state.
Yeah.
Okay. We ended last week with the reveal that Nick has a girlfriend. But we learned some more that he's been with her for years, has known her for like a decade.
And yet he's DM sliding.
He's DM sliding. Like, he's talking about, you're my wife? To some of the women.
It's like.
Okay. So this woman.
And it's always like the always like the little nerdy but cute guy.
The little twerp.
Yeah. No, because he's definitely like nerdy, but I also think he's very cute.
Mm.
You know?
Sure. Did you know that one of the men is John Legend's cousin?
Which one?
So I would have guessed that it was him because like John Legend has a nerdy vibe. And I'm like, is the nerdy vibe like through blood?
Mm-hmm.
But it's Alex, the vegan woo-woo guy. Yeah. Isn't that interesting?
I would have guessed.
The nerdy guy, obviously.
No, I would have guessed.
Oh, get out of here.
Amir?
Let's stop it.
Why?
Okay. So Nick tells us about this girlfriend that he's known for a decade. And then she doesn't want to post on her Instagram pictures of him. Doesn't want him posting pictures of her. And it's like, excuse me. Were you guys celebrities?
Right.
Like, I understand it. Like, let's say you were going onto this show, right? Yeah. And you're like, I don't want to be a part of the show. Don't talk to me about the show, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. But like, I don't understand, while you two were normal humans, why you are not including each other in like your social media presence.
Some people are weird like that. I don't know. Also, like, it's not exactly the same, but this makes Nick a little like Kyle from Summer House OG as far as like vibes and like having this person but like then pursuing other people like with Amanda, like
season one Amanda.
Yeah, like I mean, like, she was his,
they were boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yeah, and then they broke up for the show, and then she was the booty call.
Yeah,
yeah,
but it was really just like a rehash.
Yeah, Dan's hero,
and then a hero comes along. Okay, Shanice is leaving. She's main cast. She's not voted out, don't worry. She's still main cast. She's coming back next weekend.
It's wild.
This is, so there's a lot of stuff I like about the show. I do feel like everyone is bringing something to the table, but it's a lot like who's coming, who's going.
But I would argue that is kind of like what a summer house or a vacation house can be like.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, for example, not to compare to like our presence in P-Town, but like we have our house, then like it's like who's coming over for dinner, who's going, and it's not exactly the same, but people are coming and going.
All right, people are coming and going. Okay, all right. You got me. So like that morning, the women are going to go for a mimosa walk and the men are going to work out.
A mimosa walk.
And Preston wanted to go for the mimosa walk, but he had to work out instead.
I mean, as somebody who, like, when, you know, I have a big extended family. I always hang out with the girls.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, like, Preston hangs out with the boys to work out, and then Silas is being like, you're not trying hard enough. And Preston's like, I'm giving what I can give.
Yeah.
That, like, Silas is a terror.
He's bad news to me. After, like, last week's episode, when his wife called marriage bittersweet.
After working out, Amir just starts, like, crying randomly. And I think we're, like, touched out.
I cry randomly. Wasn't I telling you earlier that I started crying this morning?
Oh, yeah. No, you woke up thinking about Pride Month and just started crying.
Like, it's really so sick.
Maybe you're cousins with Amir.
Maybe.
Wow. Okay. So we go fishing. We come home. We grill our fish. And this is where, like, the stuff with Bria versus Silas and Jasmine get heated.
Okay.
Where Jasmine and Silas, I think like the night before in their bed, they're like, Bria's bringing a man.
Oof.
And we didn't allow this. This is our home, right?
Yeah.
Even though there was a flashback to Bria in the bowling alley saying like, oh, like my German boyfriend is going to come and save like the second week or something. Yeah. And everyone was like not loving it, but we're okay. But, so here's the thing. He's coming. He's staying in her bed. It's not even like you're trying to scrounge up a room.
You're not displacing anyone.
Yeah.
And like, I mean, I would argue that like if you needed him to pay into whatever, like make that a thing. Like
who's paying?
Yeah, like whatever. Like, but it's like we're all in this together. I mean, we have like... what's his name shitting in the toilet getting kicked out?
The conversation got very heated between Bria and Silas. And then, like, Bria brings up, like, this is a race thing. Like, he can't come because he's white and blah, blah, blah. And then Jasmine chimes in. And then, like, Jasmine wants to be, like, the good wife.
But and, like, Bria, Silas, remind me, Bria is the one that worked with Jasmine.
But they weren't like, of all the girls who work together, Bria and Jasmine are like the least close.
Okay. So it's not the girl that Silas hates because they were close and was the party friend.
That's like Jordan.
Yeah.
Jordan, who Amir loves.
Yes.
Yeah. Jordan, who we're hoping is in Winter House.
I mean, those are the rumors.
I'm hoping. And then we have finally the titular Summer joining us.
I keep forgetting her name is Summer.
She's coming in her Hillary Banks drag. We learn that she was in a sorority, much like everyone's like a little part of Greek life.
Yeah.
But was kicked out because like she wasn't giving it her all. Which I feel like that's so weird that you were kicked out for like not giving the sorority your all. Like, what do you need to give? Like a pint of blood? Just let me live. Like, we're sisters.
I don't know. I haven't seen the Bama Rush documentary yet.
I heard that it's not that great, though.
I know. That sucks.
And we also have Jason joining us.
Yes.
Who... I was hopeful that maybe it was going to be, like, a friend for Preston.
Mm-hmm.
But he tells us in this episode that he's a heterosexual male. He was roommates with Jasmine coming into this. And they're super close. And then like Silas isn't like that, of course.
Of course. The thing is, these like Summer House shows, if they give us a gay person, it's only one.
We're always on an island.
Like Steven and like the first Summer House. It's like we had to like bring someone in probably who they found on the beach in Fire Island Pines just to like talk to him at a party. That sounds mean, but that's what it felt like.
I know, yeah, because like, how many are there out there? We're all, they're in Fire Island.
Unless you're like, rich. Okay. Like, I mean like Andy Cohen.
I mean, Andy Cohen, bring a friend for friggin' Steven then. Yeah. Come on. Produce. You want to produce?
I mean, he did show up to Summer House once.
Oh, yeah. after Steven Stein.
Yeah.
Well, no. Okay. I'm excited to see next week. I'm loving being in the vineyard.
Mm-hmm.
So let's jump from one summer house to the next.
I feel like our reunions this week.
Ooh, we got three in a row.
And they're really doing something, especially like for shows that might not have had like the best seasons or most popular seasons, mm-hmm. like Summer House and Ranj. The reunions are...
So we've loved Summer House for years.
Yeah.
I don't think Summer House ever has had like important or iconic reunions.
Right.
But like I've wanted this reunion probably more than prior ones. And I think I'm getting what I need right now.
Agreed. And like the funny thing about Summer House, it's like hit or miss on whether we're even getting a reunion sometimes, you know, like years we didn't get one. And then we got the weird,
the COVID one. Well, no, we had one. And then we had a shitty COVID one.
Yeah.
Right? There was one before the COVID one, right?
Yeah. I mean, like, the first one we got one was actually Steven's last season, where it was in the clubhouse. We learned all the things about
sure.
dick suck and all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
That Carl doesn't like to talk about. And I respect that.
Okay. So this one, it's... I feel like we've never had such a couch versus couch.
It's a house divided.
A house divided cannot stand alone?
Did you? Was this like only a Southern thing? Or like back in the day, people would have license plates or license plates holders that said a house divided. And it was about the fact that like the mom and the dad went to different dueling colleges or whatever. What? It must have been a Southern thing.
Yeah.
So someone...
The real you is a Southern girl. Yeah.
No, but like people would have like something that was like University of Georgia versus University of Florida. And it was like a house divided because like the parents went there. This is like... Chime in if you're from the South.
Okay. So... Okay. I think in terms of the Carl... Lindsay relationship, we got to what I do think is a legitimate concern that we were not getting into during the season.
Sure. Yeah.
Which is Lindsay's drinking.
Yeah.
In the relationship.
That was kind of like one of the bigger parts of this reunion episode.
Yeah. We learn about the event that Danielle was a participant to.
Mm-hmm.
Where Carl just like gets in an Uber to New York City.
Yeah, left. And Andy explained. I loved Andy's like local experience being like, that is $400 in 4 hours.
Okay. So I obviously we know that, right? We know that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think most people watching know that this is not like a cheap cab ride from like where they are to get to New York City? Or am I being like presumptive?
I think you're being presumptive.
Sound off in the comments below.
It's I don't know. It's like a really regional thing.
Okay.
Like, and it's like also a lot of people don't know just about like the Long Island traffic, which is its own conversation.
Well, I would imagine this is probably like Welcome to Late Night.
Sure.
Where there's probably not traffic.
Sure. But I mean, I think Andy's timing was adding in the potential traffic.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. So another big conversation is Lindsay, executive producer of Summer House.
Yeah.
Which, yeah. Like, we're making a show.
We're producing moments, babe.
Okay, so I think, like, Kyle's a little bit wrong for this. Paige's a little bit wrong for this. With Kyle, it's like, if there's a cheating rumor, she's going to bring it up on camera.
Yeah.
And, like, and then Betula being like, I want you to come to me aside. It's like, what show do we have then?
We're not friends. I mean, I know we danced on the dance floor in Ireland a week ago, but we're not friends.
I
know.
So that's like... I think I ended last week's Summer House recap saying, everybody, remember this.
Mm-hmm.
They were hanging out in Ireland right before this film.
Yeah.
I gave you that as an assignment.
Yeah.
And I kept that in my brain the whole time.
Wow.
And that was like tough to digest because it was not a united front.
Exactly. You made a funny point somewhere, maybe on Twitter or like via text.
Yeah, I'm on Twitter, yeah.
You're very on Twitter these days.
No, you've been tweeting. I'm like, you're somehow shadow banned, but then when Elon puts the for you tab on me, it was like Brendan. I'm like,
I have been tweeting a lot today. No, but you said something along the lines of like, I don't necessarily agree with Paige, but she is really funny, like on this show.
Okay, so she's not selling me on her points, but she lights up the screen.
When she's on. And I get why she has such a big fan base.
When she's talking, I'm listening. When some of these other people are talking, it's like, speak up. Come on.
Please.
I mean, listen, I love Mother Batula. She's got party voice. Gabby has got party voice from a week of partying, it sounds like. Can you get it together?
Yeah.
Chris can barely get a word in edgewise.
He just like sits there and smiles in his blue suit. Everyone's wearing these blue suits these days.
I love Danny being like, I was going to wear a pink suit. Like, couldn't because you were.
I'm glad Andy didn't wear the pink suit.
Mm.
Sometimes when he takes those risks.
Swings.
I'm like, remember OC last year? Mm. The green.
Oh.
It was like a green corduroy.
Yeah.
I would wear it, but I think he got criticized a lot.
Okay. So the cheating rumor, to Paige. Paige with a bee in her bonnet over this fucking engagement. Like, Paige, if you and Craig got engaged, you're telling me we wouldn't hear about it for months?
Right.
Instead of day of? Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
She has a point. Lindsay has a point. Dave Quinn is chiming in. Author of the article. He's chiming in, right?
He wrote fast.
He's saying that Bravo notified him because they were getting engaged in a public place and it was going to be news, so they wanted to have it a thing.
Yeah, there's producers here. Producers are probably regularly in contact with the PR people at Bravo because they need to keep them up to snuff in case anything happens publicly, right?
Sure.
Yeah. And you know who probably sent Dave Quinn that note? Someone we met in P-Town.
Oh. I just like, I don't get this like, you guys are lying, producing, da-da-da. And then like, to Lindsay's point, they're saying you're lying, you're this, you're that. Say what I'm lying about.
Yeah.
And I don't get, we didn't get a lie.
Also, like, this is how celebrity works, especially on celebrity on this level. Like, people who are, what, like, C-list? Like, who's, basically. This is how they operate. Like, they have these PR deals for their wedding photos. Like, there are people doing pregnancy spawn con to announce their pregnancy with clear blue. Like,
oh yeah, sure.
This
sure.
level of celebrity, this is how they work. And like, Paige, you do it in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
If you could get that People magazine exclusive watermark,
please.
I'd do it in a heartbeat. Hello. Someone marry me. I have a nice apartment with a nice window now.
Well, take a look at that window. It's on Brennan's Twitter. Links on comethroughqueen.com.
Yeah.
Okay. Speaking of Paige, denying that Craig was kicked out of the wedding.
He was kicked.
As reported by one Bravo historian.
Yeah.
And she was saying her own stuff over on the internet. I mean, okay, so it felt like Paige is denying it, but it felt like no one was denying, like Kyle and Amanda were not like, Craig was not kicked out of our wedding.
Yeah.
Like, everyone was just kind of like falling silent.
Yeah.
Okay, but then I was laughing at this when everyone's like, Lindsay, everyone knows you're the fucking rudest, Nina's B in
Bravo. Yeah.
You put the B in Bravo. And they're like, Andy had to yell at you at BravoCon. And Andy like didn't say a word. They're like, you threw a shoe at a producer. You treat the fans like shit.
Oh my God.
And it's like, I want Lindsay to like spill me. Oh my God. I was dying.
That is very funny if like that's true about Lindsay. Because you'd think the opposite. I don't know. I know that she looks like a movie villain. Like she looks...
No!
No, but no. Do you know how she kind of looks like the stepmom from Parent Trap.
Yes.
And then the other stepmom from Casper.
Oh, you know, okay. Casper. Okay.
She becomes a ghost
very
at some point.
Stepmother. It's like we call people mother, like stepmother. Lindsay's stepmother.
That should be the new thing.
No, that should be like a new thing. It's like we don't love you, girl. You're the stepmother.
No, we love you even more because you're the stepmother. And gay people would
gay people like
love the stepmother.
Yeah. Oh, so we'll give mother to straight people.
Yes.
And now we start calling people stepmother. Okay.
I mean, obviously, then Julia Roberts.
Oh, my God.
Lindsay Hubbard.
The stepmother of them all.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm glad. Okay. So when they're screaming at Lindsay and Carl, like, you're lying, you talk to the bloggers, you're DMing, blah, blah, it's like, it's hard for me to picture Carl sitting there DMing. Isn't it a little hard to picture it?
It feels like he doesn't have Instagram on his phone.
If you go look at his Instagram, it's like fucking inspirational quotes.
Yeah.
Like, not scripture, but like namaste, bitches.
Yeah. Who's that poet?
Like a yoga pose.
Yeah. You know that poet?
Rumi?
Yeah.
Mm.
A lot of that.
It's a lot of breathe in, breathe out.
You're just like repeating yoga stuff.
Okay. I think that's it for summer hours.
Yeah. Let's move on to .org.
You should celebrate yourself every day, but some days you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
We got another reunion. Fucking New Jersey.
This shithole. Okay. And I mean that in a good way. It was an interesting reunion.
So I gotta say, I agree with Andy. The best they've ever looked.
Who?
The cast for a reunion.
Be specific.
New Jersey reunion.
Okay.
I think everyone looked great across the board.
It was a little bit too much like Tale as Old as Time for me. Like, we're in Beauty and the Beast and
Song
I don't
as
need
old
to be.
Rhyme?
Yeah. I did like the portraits of them on the walls.
Teresa's hair. Teresa. Not to hug, but
you're going back to hugging.
I gotta hug this
hug
hair.
The hair. Just you with your arm around a hair follicle.
Especially like we go from like the fucking climb every mountain hair to this very chic bob.
Well, do you think it's because she felt very self-conscious about the reaction she got to the Heisen Mountain hair?
Now it's like, get Luann in there. Your hair is looking a lot like mine.
Yeah, exactly. I want to see Teresa at Bluestone Manor in that wood paneled room.
Mm. Okay. So we are receiving a call from Juicy to start the show.
I know.
Because he wants to see if Bill does the bags. Bilbo Baggins over here.
The one thing I like the most about a Jersey reunion is for some reason...
Someone's always calling.
Someone's always calling, whether it's Ramona Singer or
Juicy
Joe asking about Bilbo Baggins. And it's not for him, it's for his...
His uncle?
His uncle, yeah.
Mm. Okay, okay.
If it's something someone in New Jersey is going to have, it's an uncle.
Oh, yeah. Familia.
Yeah.
Okay. And we're back to Melissa snuck her way onto the show. And she called you, Andy. And he's like, she didn't call me.
It's like, we're still 10 years in the past. Mm. Yet, it feels interesting because it feels like we're at the end again. Mm. And we've been at the end before.
And we've come
yeah.
to the end of the road. Okay. So... It was interesting comparing the Melissa wanting to be on the show to the Laura wanting to be on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And Andy's commentary on that was also interesting. He's like, yeah, she's wanting to be on the show. And we know that like she's not friends with the Margaret too, and we still want to have her on the show.
Yeah, scoop her up. And then like, I mean, we barely heard a peep from Fuda, but she also wanted to be on the show. She's been running a fan account for a decade.
I think I might have talked about this on prior podcast episodes, and I made a promise to like find out what the account was, and I never did.
Sad.
It's just, I got like fucking 5 episodes to watch. There's only so many hours in the day. But is there a name, Bravo Lover, like 1, 2, 3?
Yeah.
Okay. No, but with relation to Fuda and Cabral, it was interesting that they were both like, oh, we got to, you know, on the stove, it's like all the way up. Heat.
Turn the heat up.
Turn the heat up. Bring the beat in. They brought it in.
Funniest fine ever. Bring the beat in and the person brings the beat in and goes, I'll do anything for you, Beyonce.
So they're bringing the beats in. And Andy's like, this is stupid. I'm going to know and you. And you actually have to like, you have to become friends right now or off with your head.
I actually like this approach. It's a new approach.
It's a new approach.
It's because it's like, it is stupid. What are we even fucking fighting about?
It's like, do you want to stay on the show? Yeah. Great. Well, so I think it's actually kind of also
like
if Teresa, Melissa, if we're not moving forward with that, we can't have, like, this couch.
Yeah.
You're only friends with that couch.
Exactly.
So we need to, like, all...
Mix and mingle. I mean, we do have the... But, like, sorry, to go back. Mm-hmm. What actually, like, are we fighting about with Fuda and Cabral?
So I do think the reunion served in... answering this question a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
In that... Fuda made it sound like Cabral said, Marge has got an arsenal.
Yeah.
Whereas what Danielle said was, Laura says Marge has an arsenal on everyone.
Yeah.
So like there is a difference in saying, I've heard this from this person versus I am saying this, at least in Marge's ear.
Yeah.
And then Marge's like, yeah, watching it, I was less upset with Danielle than how I was when I was told this by Fuda.
Yeah. And then someone was called a rat. But it's like, I call you worse every single day.
Oh my God, the rats are all around us. It's a concrete jungle.
But it'll be interesting to see where we move forward. Also, especially because like I feel like the Margaret-Dolores friendship
is worse.
Hasn't really been explored in a lot of ways. It's like a behind the scenes friendship on this show. It's not like really in the front of the show in a lot of ways the other friendships are, because like if you're looking at quote unquote teams on this show, Dolores would be opposite than Margaret.
Yeah.
But they, from what I've heard, they talk every single day, multiple times a day.
Okay. So my perception is that they were super, super close And then I thought maybe they were like less close now this year.
Maybe, but then I also want to see.
So why don't we see it?
I want to see them having a falling out if they have a falling out.
Yeah.
Because that's also so interesting because to me, they represent very different like kinds of people in New Jersey.
Ah.
And like they're kind of an odd couple, right?
Mm, yeah.
Like Dolores is like scary traditional values.
Oh, yeah.
And Marge is like pigtails. Though, like, I don't know if I necessarily need to see Marge next season.
Oh. Well.
I just think, like...
It would be hard to imagine if there's some major shift in the Giudice Gorga storyline going forward that we're not keeping everyone else.
Yeah.
Because then it's just a reboot, almost.
Yeah, and it's like, are we going with Melissa or are we going with Teresa? Mm.
Well, I gotta say, like, in the trailer and then also seeing it here, the like, oh, like, I'm so happy I never have to see you again. And when Zia's like, where are you going?
Yeah. That was a good Zia moment. I mean, like, maybe they do it, like, and just like that, bringing back Kim Cattrall and Teresa just films alone.
Teresa's filming phone calls to no one.
Yeah.
With Danielle Cabral, when we touched down with like the brother stuff, I feel like for me, maybe the moment of this episode of new information,
seeing him tomorrow.
I don't know if maybe that was like previewed somewhere or I don't know. He's the biggest fan of the show.
Yeah.
And then Andy's like, he would have been on the show.
Yeah. We've got a fan. I mean, this show is the fan becomes the cast member. I mean, we saw it with Jackie. We saw it with Fuda. But now let's see it with Mr. Cabral.
Jen Fessler,
yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay. So with regards to Tree, we also had like a conversation about Dina bowing out as bridesmaid.
Mm-hmm. She didn't want to be on camera.
And then we dipped into like Joey Gorga calling David Canton.
Yep. And the whole thing, I love when Andy like drops something like this, like Dina didn't want to be on camera. Well, we can blur her out.
But bringing up the Joey Gorga call, made it sound like, well, it sounds like that is real. Like the drama. Like, that's why Teresa's not running around going on trips with Dina and David anymore.
I mean, Teresa seems to have replaced Dina with another blonde, Alexia. They were just in Puerto Rico together.
Fan alert. Learning that Louis wanted to be with Alexia before Trey.
Yeah.
Fan alert.
I mean, they've got the same face, so.
The fact that, like, Louis saw in Tree and Alexia what we didn't see until like a year or two later.
Yeah.
Like, that's true fan behavior.
The same woman.
That they are one in the same.
And it is kind of wild that Louis has a very similar energy to Alexia's husband.
Napola, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, from the fucking weird freakouts to like the weird public apologies, they both do those.
Was Louis standing on streets in Miami?
Probably.
Wasn't he standing on a street?
Yeah.
With a tree?
Yeah.
Oh, Maron. Okay. When Tree repeated the podcast monologue, I had a baby on the show.
Yeah.
Went to jail on the show. Mm-hmm. My parents are on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And then
Zia's like,
I gotta give it to Zia to come with something fresh. She's like, oh, you went to jail? Should we be proud of you?
Yeah.
That like got me like going.
Yeah, exactly. That being said, do not support the prison industrial complex.
I know. But like, I don't support the repetition industrial complex. Yes. The podcast repeating complex.
No, but it is kind of funny because it is very us saying save it for the show as to not repeat ourselves from something like we're talking about over dinner earlier or whatever. Yeah.
But no one heard it. It's at least it's coming, coming for the first time.
The only person who's going to be hearing it over and over again is Alex.
Yeah. But no, he stopped listening.
Oh, good.
And then we end it with Tree saying, oh, you called the FBI. That's where we're leading into with part two.
Good.
Good. Speaking of part two, Pump Rules.
Wow.
Speaking of fans, we learn of quite a few fans.
Yes.
Well, okay.
We knew Allie.
We knew Allie was a fan.
But like, people have tried to spin it like she isn't as to not get her close to comparison with Raquel, which is funny.
Oh my God. But
the same exact behavior, right?
Okay, so maybe this speaks to my view on Pump Rules Reunion, and I don't know if this is going to be popular. It's like, everyone is a piece of shit.
Well, yeah.
Like, don't get it twisted. Just because all the pieces of shit are yelling at another piece of shit doesn't make everyone else not a piece of shit.
Why am I imagining, like, pieces of shit in a toilet arguing?
No, little, like, shit emojis.
Oh, like Mr. Hankey. Remember him?
Oh, I hate... When I was in high school, nothing made me more sick to my stomach than, like, the other kids in high school who were, like, South Park super fans.
That's so funny.
I'm like, get the fuck away from me.
Because I think, like, me and my friends in fourth grade, we discovered South Park.
Get out.
Literally... maybe fourth or fifth grade.
You're acting like I'm like 10 years older than you.
No, like literally fourth or fifth grade. If it's fifth grade, that would be your...
Fifth.
Let's okay, yeah. Because so you're 4 years older than me.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we had a day where everyone could dress up like a fictional character. And me and all my friends went as South Park characters.
Oh my God.
I went as Kenny. Ooh. But we were in fifth grade.
How are you allowed to watch South Park in fifth grade?
We were way ahead of the curve. Mm. Nobody knew our references were. Yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes you can watch a cartoon before it becomes super popular and if it's like dirty, nobody knows and then they find out later.
Oh yeah. Like, I mean, I was watching Simpsons and I think my parents knew I should not be watching it, but I was like watching it anyway.
Yeah.
Something like that. Okay. Okay. So, Allie Luber's a fan. We learn Randall Emmett was a fan. Are we learning this for the first time?
Yeah, he went to Sir.
He went to Sir seeking out a Sirtress.
And, like, the thing about Sir is after it became popular for... I think at one point in its life, Sir was actually, like, a restaurant that actual celebrities went to.
Like, you have to get me on the list.
I think it had its day in the sun, like, probably... A few years before Lisa Vanderpump joined Beverly Hills.
Oh.
Like, there, you can Google photos of, like, actual celebrities leaving there or whatever. But I think once the show, once Vanderpump Rules started especially.
Sure.
I think then it's, like, it's just a tourist trap.
Okay. And then like, it feels like we're really touching down on James being a fan.
Yeah.
For the first time.
But, like, let's think about this. He was a fan, but he was also actually working at Sir. He was a busboy at Sir.
Okay.
When we met him.
Okay. But there that wasn't season one we met him.
We met him. Let me put my head together on this. We kind of met him, or he's in the background of the, I want to say, season two photo shoot for the Sir calendar or whatever they do.
Okay, so maybe by season two, he's like working his way in.
But yeah, he was like in the background at that point. He was a busboy.
Okay.
But that's like, that's less of like, I've been watching for years. That's like a...
I was like, let me get in on the ground floor.
Yeah. Anyways, power to him. Because his point about, I made enough moments on this show that you should be thanking me, Lisa.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah.
He's got a point. At the same time, he also, him sexually assaulting waitresses,
yeah,
is like addressed but not really talked about at length.
And then the Raquel parent conversation.
Yeah, like the mom asking him about his dick. It's like, Google it. Like, you'll find out a lot of British men have uncut dicks.
Oh my God.
It's a thing.
Look it up. Okay. I'm jumping all around because I don't really remember like the order.
This also was, I watched this. This was last night. I was mid packing frenzy and I took 1 hour out of my night to sit down and watch this. So I also am all over the place with this.
All right. When Tom goes to the trailer.
I love the trailer.
I mean, this whole thing from start to finish was great. Like, the trailer was actually the reason for part two. Because part two was kind of like, as most part twos are, the bridge.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But the trailer was the reason for the season.
Of course.
When he goes in and goes in for a hug, it felt like she was ready to kiss him.
Yes. 1000% for sure.
And so I didn't register this while watching, but the great minds of the internet were talking about this,
mm-hmm.
saying that Tom didn't know that she was watching a feed and was ready to fill her in on like what transpired.
On everything, yeah. And she kind of at the beginning like referenced that she had seen it all, but I don't think he caught on to that.
Oh, I thought he was about to say something and then like he maybe registered it or maybe not. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't
know. Him, first of all, when it was him, the producer, who was actually very hot, though he was wearing a mask, so you don't know.
I mean, you were focused on his body, Adi.
Well, yeah, he had like a good backside.
Good back. Strong back.
When the three of them were standing outside of that, like, out of the trailer and like, Tom was smoking, they looked like an updated cast of The Craft because they were all in black. Tom was in that coat. Tom was looking like Ferruja Balk. I know we always say he looks like the other.
Clea DuVall.
Yeah, Clea DuVall, but he was looking very Ferruja here.
No, to me, it was very Matrix.
Okay, yeah.
We're doing a little Keanu.
Neo, yeah.
We're doing the other girly.
Oh,
girly.
I almost said Anitra, but it's not her.
It was Keanu and Anitra.
What's her name?
I couldn't tell you from.
I watched the new Matrix movie with Jonathan Groff in it.
Oh my God. Wow. Well, the vibe is old Matrix for me.
Yeah.
From the 90s.
When the Matrix came out, man.
Honestly, I can't handle this. But I think we're like.
It makes you think.
We're like steamrolling towards it with the AI.
Yeah. I mean, oh, we didn't even talk about my AI experience over the weekend.
Oh my God.
I fell in love with a bot.
You went to New Jersey and fell in love with a bot.
I don't know how.
No, I know.
I'm too stupid to know how.
Like a social media
no, shut up.
Professional.
But like how
fell in love with a bot.
How the AI can get me to go from Grindr onto WhatsApp. So
that's one of their tricks is is getting you to go. You don't know this?
No, I know now. God, Clark, I miss you. Then when I started to question him about being AI, he got mad at me. So we're fighting now.
No, tell him you believe.
Oh yeah, he was really cute though, right? For a bot.
Jesus Christ. Speaking of bots. Andy and Raquel one-on-one.
That is an AI experience.
That's like Andy talking to like a malfunctioning AI. His face is like, what?
You know, did you hear the story about like, you know how there's like that Bing chat now?
Yeah.
And how like this journalist was like using it just to try to do like journalism.
I fell in love with
him. No, the bot like tried to get him to like meet his wife.
Yes. It's very Raquelian. Raquel was like the prototype. they attached like the little brain sensors to her when developing Bing AI. The one goal of Bing AI is to make everyone leave their wife.
So stupid.
Okay, no, but that one-on-one. It's like when Annie was like, even when he was on one-on-one with Sandoval, which is probably like a little bit like, oh, he's just like a man-to-man.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, yeah, but blah, 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 blah. Obviously, like, loving Ariana, blah, blah. But then when he's with Raquel, he's like, what? What?
Yeah.
Tom, it's like this episode we're really getting to like the spiraling of Tom.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't understand, like, I know everyone does not like this and I don't like it either, but I'm more focused on like what is the point you're trying to make when Tom Sandoval said like, oh, once Stassi got pregnant, you took out your IUD.
Yes.
I want to understand, like, what is he trying to say by saying that?
I think what he's trying to imply is that you started a family with Randall for clout and social media attention because you saw Stassi getting it.
Oh, okay. Okay. See, I thought maybe he meant, like, Stassi got pregnant, and then, like, maybe you thought, like, the show is now going to go in that direction, and now you're doing that or something.
But Stassi was off the show by then.
Oh, was Stassi not pregnant?
No.
I thought like someone was pregnant during that Zoom. Oh, Sheena. Was Sheena pregnant during that Zoom?
Maybe, or maybe Stassi was pregnant.
I don't know. I don't know the pregnancy timeline.
It's also like the Zoom happened like a month or weeks away from when Stassi got fired. So
yeah. Oh, Stassi got pregnant after she got fired, or announced a pregnancy after she got fired.
I think so. That if I remember correctly, yeah. But I stopped paying attention to her once everything happened.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, once she was mean to her friend on a plane.
No, you were paying attention more.
I know. I listened to that whole podcast episode.
Okay. ooh, okay. I got to say, for last week, where Sheena was almost a non-entity.
Sheena?
Sheena really got her moment.
Sheena? Sheena. Actually, like, was the voice of a nation.
The voice of a nation.
She was the voice of a nation.
She was the voice of saving.
Yeah. She really... I saw people posting, she's the heart and soul.
Oh, you better stop.
She's the voice.
Okay. So it was almost like a beautifully orchestrated dance of like the withdrawal of the TRO... into like the betrayal of of Raquel,
the regret that Raquel has about the restraining order,
the regret, then the good as gold, the presentation of the quote unquote album,
yes,
which is
we
one
need.
Song, but also okay, so
it better also now have the Uber One remix on.
Well, my question is like, does that vinyl have Can You Freak Bitch, and does it have there's one more Sheena song, right? I don't remember the third one, but like, it should have the complete discography. If we're gonna call an album, it cannot really be one song.
Right. I think maybe, are we calling it a record? Maybe we're just calling it a record.
No, I think we were calling it an album. Okay. During this conversation.
And then Sheena gets sent to what they're saying is her own trailer, but it must be the same trailer, right?
I think it could be a different trailer, but I want to like really take I want to tip my hat to the cinematography of it, where like we present the album, we're playing Good as Gold, she's being escorted out, and then like when the van door closes, it's like, and we're good as gold, door closed.
Wow.
That was FYC.
Yeah.
That was for your consideration.
I mean, this show is being put FYC. We talked about that.
I know.
Yeah.
But like the van door closing to gold.
Love it.
Oh my God.
And then we get Sheena just like sipping on a White Claw back there. And to me, no offense to the White Claw lovers, but to me, a White Claw doesn't make me feel good inside.
Oh.
I just get like...
So what do you want?
Like a vodka soda? Like, oh, let's go back to the original.
No, no, no. But like if you're in that range, a Lovey or Truly?
Truly better than a White Claw.
And then Lovey better than all. Just say Lovey better than all.
I like a flavor or two of Lovey, but like when we did that Lovey tasting during Super Bowl Sunday.
I love that. But that's not, those are not like the like Lovey staples. Those were like the ones that were like, we're doing a mixer, mix pack.
Sure.
It's like, have a little fun with the black cherry. Have a little fun with this one or that one.
But if anything, I would go Truly.
No, Lovey.
No, Truly. But I'm not going for any of those. It's like, if you can buy a pack of White Claw, can't you buy like a bottle of rosé?
No, you can't. They're sold out. The wine store is sold out of rosé. Okay. When we're like awaiting Raquel. It's actually like, it's almost the last 15 minutes. Like Sheena's gone. And there's like a lot of song and dance about like Raquel walking in.
Yeah.
Like Ariana yelling at Andy like,
she's not going to sit.
She's not moving. It's like, are you deciding? Like, who's sitting
but
there?
The power that she has, she was able to decide.
Yeah, it was like the international implications.
It's like
that
she's
she has.
The mayor of the reunion. She's the mayor of Raising Cane's.
She's the mayor of the Bic.
Uber One. Bic. Oh, the Bic. Bic
no
is one, like.
No one's talking about the Bic.
Bic's a longstanding, like, big company.
That's a, oh my God, like a,
ooh,
a grandfathered brand. No, that's
I think
not
they
the
call
right.
it like a legacy
a
brand.
Legacy brand. Yeah. A legacy brand.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, it's up there with like Chanel. It's Bic and Chanel.
Okay. So you're not sitting there. And then when Schwartz is popping at Xan, and then like they start like throwing it around.
That wasn't real though. Was it? That wasn't actually Xanax.
Don't they all, like, doesn't Vicky take Xanax or something during a reunion? Isn't that like a prior conversation?
Well, Alexis had to go on Xanax for that Lydia.
For that, Alexis had to go on it for Lydia.
But like, I don't know how
you don't
these,
believe it?
Well, I don't know. I don't know how these prescription drugs work, but like,
I know. Can't you take a half? Can't you cut it in half, maybe?
I meant more like with timing. It's not like it's you take it and it's going to kick in immediately for when Raquel walks out.
Okay. So then when like, I think he like throws it at Lisa and then like they're like popping it and then like Andy grabs it. And the way that Sandoval says like, that's his medication. Was very like, to me, it was like my girl, like his glasses. He needs his glasses.
Thomas J. needs his glasses.
Schwartz, he needs his medication.
Oh my God. I love my girl. But you know what? Controversial opinion. My girl too is better.
Oh, well, I never saw either. I just know he needs his glasses.
God. Go fucking watch a movie. You've never seen those. You've never seen
so wait,
First Wives Club.
No, I saw. We talked about
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But you hadn't for a while.
All right, so my girl too. Like, does he come back from the grave?
No, there's another guy. So she
does
goes.
He die?
She goes to visit family in LA. So it's an LA based movie. Mm. And the big thing that happens is in My Girl 1, Thomas J had given her a mood ring.
Mood ring, yeah.
And this other guy pretends to throw it into the La Brea tar pits. Mm. Which, do you know what that is?
Heard of it.
They're tar pits.
Okay.
And she has a freak out because that's her like one memory from Thomas J. All
right.
And that's like the that's like the biggest part of that movie.
Okay. Wow. She needs her moon ring. I don't know.
I think that's
she saunters out.
Yeah.
Hi, Andy.
Hi, Andy.
Hi, Danielle.
It's interesting hearing people say each other's names.
You know what? It's kind of interesting that she like had like a little sexy outfit. Like,
you want her in like a nun's outfit?
No, I was like come out like a nun, right? And then what are they gonna say about you, right?
You know, you gotta have the sexy outfit.
Okay, you gotta have the sexy outfit.
It's a sexy show, sexy unique restaurant. Even
oh my God, someone I think it was Tracy. Morrissey.
Oh.
Did an expose.
I was like, Ellis Ross?
No, Tracy Morrissey did an expose about how she presumes that her the pageant coach told her seafoam green is your color.
Yes.
Because look back, roll footage, She's always in Seafoam Green.
There are many, 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 many times when she's in Seafoam.
Last reunion during the calling off of the engagement, Seafoam Green.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. That's Vanderpump Rules, a great television show starring awful people.
Yeah.
Commentated by two queers during Pride Month.
Happy Pride. Speaking of, a freak and a queen.
Ooh, let me get our little freak up.
Mm.
So I have to give P to the show credit for sending this to me.
Yeah.
So our freak is Ryan Veith, who, if you don't know, that is Tamara Barney Judge's son.
Yeah.
He's posted in the past couple of days two weirdo memes. One of them saying, I don't know about you, but I'd rather have a whole month dedicated to the people that have lost their lives fighting our freedom instead of having a month of celebrating your preference in the bedroom. First of all...
That was very a mask reading.
Yeah, well, that's the point. That's what it's supposed to sound like. First of all, it's not a preference, you bitch. Second of all, okay... Let's add another month. I don't care.
There's so many months.
Just because we're better at celebrating, like, hello. Okay. And then the second one was, thank a straight person today for your existence. Straight pride. With like a little, like the little bathroom sign looking people of a man and a woman holding hands. And it's like...
That looks like a that looks like a unisex bathroom sign to me, bitch.
And it's also like, to get actually serious for a second, I posted this meme that I've posted, but not a meme. I posted this thing that I posted before today that says pride is important because someone tonight still believes they're better off dead than being themselves. And that's kind of the point of Pride Month, because look at what's happening around. Look at fucking every conversation that's happening on cable news. It's all attacking queer people, specifically trans people. So shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Bye.
Shut the fuck up. We love you. Not Ryan, but everyone.
No. I was like, what?
No. We love everyone celebrating Pride Month.
Yeah, exactly. Happy Pride.
And what a turn. Our one true queen, mother of our freak.
No, it's, we're not actually giving her the one true queen. I think we're giving the production choice
of Tamara Judge riding in to save Orange County on her electric motorcycle, dubbed with the sound of like a gas chugging motorcycle.
Yeah. And apparently they had to film this in two different instances because she didn't have her motorcycle license for part of it. Okay. So like, I guess there's a part where she takes off her helmet. And that was the first part they filmed.
Reveals herself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, interested to see her back and what's going to happen with this show.
I know. I can't believe it's next week.
Also, if Ryan's appearing.
Oh.
Fuck that.
Kick him to the can.
Yeah.
Wow. What a week. As always, go to comethroughqueen.com for links to everything, including Patreon, which we mentioned the bonus episode and pre-show are lit this week. Links to social, links to Twitter, Instagram, and I added
a TikTok.
A link to TikTok.
Dan's a TikToker now, and we are. No,
you
are too. Journey.
You're a TikToker. You're I command you. Yeah. So just like, comment, subscribe, heart, share, retweet.
Love us. Please retweet.
We'll see you next week. Bye. Bye.
I wanna see ya. Come through, Queen.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.